So have you seen the news lately?
你们有没有看最近的新闻?
I don't usually follow the news, but things are happening in the world that's hard to ignore.
事实上发生了很多事情，有时候根本不能够忽略。
First, there's the crisis in the Middle East with ISIS.
首先是中东的 ISIS.
So ISIS, or the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, have been taking out large swaths of Iraq and Syria.
ISIS 是一个中东的恐怖组织，在已经在叙利亚和伊拉克他们占领了很多的地方。
Currently, it's holding Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq.
现在他们已经占据了摩苏尔，是伊拉克的第二大城市。
The terrorist group is so extreme, Al Qaeda doesn't even want to do anything with them.
这个恐怖组织是非常的极端，即便是Al-Qaeda, 他们也不愿意跟他们有什么关系。
Yet hundreds of Muslims, people from America, even one from New Jersey, have been flocking to them.
有成千上万的穆斯林，很多美国人，也有一个是New Jersey 的，他们去追随他们。
2.5 million refugees have been on the run from them.
250万的难民要逃离他们。
Those who are captured are tortured, raped, and even killed.
被抓的被他们受他们的折磨，或者是被杀害。
So if you think about it, just barely coming out of a war, America might be another war might be joining in another war.
如果你想一下，美国刚刚停止了战争，但是呢？在这种情况下，美国可能会又要去参加一场战争。
It's possible we might have to send our soldiers back to Iraq and stop this growing terror.
很有可能美国需要派兵去伊拉克去反对那些恐怖主义。
And that's not the only issue.
但这并不是唯一的问题。
American soldiers are still in Afghanistan, and Russia is on the edge of Ukraine.
美国的军队还是在阿富汗，而且那个俄罗斯的军队呢，他们在乌克兰的边境。
Currently, Ukraine is petitioning to become part of NATO.
最近呢，现在乌克兰正在申请要参加北约。
So if that happens, if Ukraine happens to be involved in the war, that means America is bound to join them.
如果乌克兰参加战争的话，那美国就必须要去帮他们。
So there's a good possibility America could be embroiled in a three-front war.
所以很有可能美国会参加三场战争。
Elsewhere in the world, there's an Ebola plague tearing through West Africa.
在世界的其他地方，西非有埃博拉病疫病的传染。
This can easily spread throughout the rest of the world.
这个会很容易的传到世界的各个地方。
A federal investigation says that the Department of Homeland Security is ill-prepared to handle an epidemic.
有一个联邦调查显示，就是我们的那个国土安全部门对那些传染病的防疫是做得很差的。
So did you know that one of the nurses who were infected with Ebola was actually one of my neighbors?
你们知道吗？有一个护士，她被传染到埃博拉，她其实就是我的邻居。
She actually lived in the apartment right next to mine.
她就住在我公寓的隔壁。
According to the hospital staff, they did not have regulations on how to receive an Ebola-infected patient.
据医院的工作人员说，其实他们并没有一个完整的一个防御系统对那个埃博拉传染到的病人采取任何措施。
See, that plus everything else means that we might be in danger of a virus that can kill 90% of the people infected.
这个加上其他的那些危险在其他的危险之外，就是意味着我们还面临着一个疫情，这个疫情是被传染到的人90%都会死亡。
And also right here in America, we are facing race riots all over.
在美国还有一些种族歧视的问题。
There's riots in New York, to Seattle, to even Chicago.
那些因为种族歧视而引起的暴动，在纽约、芝加哥 还有就是有东西两岸都有。
And this is over a shooting of a black man in Ferguson, Missouri, by a white police officer.
这是因为一位白人的警察用枪打死了一个黑人而引起的，是在密苏里。
So racial discrimination was a problem we thought we fixed over 200 years ago.
种族歧视我们以为是已经在200多年前已经解决了。
There was a civil war fought over this.
美国的南北战争就是因为这个而起。
And also the civil rights movement of 50 years ago actually made laws to ensure this didn't happen again.
50年之前我们的人权运动也是要保证就是种族歧视这种问题不再发生。
So natural disaster is also a ban. Next piece.
自然灾害也非常的多。
America's Southwest, the desert region, was actually underwater for a while.
美国的西南部本来是一个沙漠地带，现在是被水淹没。
Flooded from California to Las Vegas, even as far as Phoenix.
从加州到拉斯维加斯到凤凰城。
And ironically, another part of America, the world's on fire.
但是在美国的另外一边呢，那些森林在起火。
There are wildfires now reported in Washington as well.
在华盛顿州也有火。
And of course, there's many other disasters outside of America.
当然，在美国之外，还有很多的自然灾害。
There's floods in India and Pakistan, volcanoes in Iceland, and earthquakes in Japan.
有印度和巴基斯坦的那个水灾，有火山爆发，冰岛的火山爆发，还有日本的地震。
See, we live in times of chaos and desperation.
我们是生活在一个混乱的世界。
We look at all these things, and the one emotion we feel is fear.
我们看这些事情，那我们有一个感觉就是恐惧。
If America enters into a war, you know what's going to happen to our economy?
如果美国参加战争的话，那我们的经济会怎么办？
We just barely crawled out of recession.
我们刚刚走出危机。
Will the stock market fall flat on its face again?
那我们的股市会不会再一次的跌下去？
If we go to war, will the government initiate a draft?
如果我们要那个开战的话，那我们的政府会不会要征兵？
Will your sons be forced to join the army?
我们的孩子们会不会被迫参加参军？
Or maybe a natural disaster will strike your home.
那也有可能自然灾害会影响到你的家园。
So all these fears flash through your head.
那这些东西你都会在脑子里想。
And that's in addition to all your other problems.
这些是在你面临的一些现实问题之外。
You fear for your family.
你为你的家庭担心。
How you can keep them safe? How you can keep them fed and happy?
你怎么样来供应他们的安全保证他们的安全来供应他们。
You wonder about their future, if they can go to a good college, find a good job, get married.
你担心孩子们的将来他们能不能上一个好学校将来有能不能成立一个好家庭。
You worry about their friends.
你也担心他们的朋友。
And you even wonder maybe some crazed lunatic might just decide to go into your school.
你也会担心有一个疯子会拿着枪到孩子们的学校去。
And this fear paralyzes us. It has a hold over us.
这些恐惧都让我们非常的惧怕。
You long for peace and assurance that everything will be okay.
你渴望有平安。渴望能够保证每一样事情都是能够一切平安。
But all these problems just add to your worry.
但是所有这些问题都是增添了你的担忧。
So sometimes you just want to give up all hope that we can ever find peace in this world.
有时候你就是想放弃了，你觉得你不会在这个世界上找到平安。
But we don't have to live like that, in constant fear and anxiety.
但我们并不需要一直生活在焦虑之中。
Jesus said that he gives us a peace unlike anything this world has known.
耶稣说他赐给我们平安，是出人意外的平安。
So we hear that all the time, but we even sing about it, but it seems like we never actually have it.
我们经常听到这样的信息，我们也在唱诗中唱过，但是呢，好像我们内心还没有这样的平安。
So that's what I'm going to talk to you about today.
这就是我们今天要讲的题目。
How do we find peace in this world of chaos?
在这个混乱的世界当中，我们如何来找到平安？
Let's turn in our Bibles to Philippians.
请大家打开圣经，腓立比书。
Chapter 4, verse 4 to 9.
四章四到九节。
I'll read in English first. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true,Whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
腓立比书四章四到九节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。主已经进了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神将赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Based on this passage, we're going to talk about three things we can do to find peace in this world.
从这段经文当中，我们可以看到，我们可以在这个乱世，用有三个方法来找到平安。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you once again for this time we have come to worship you. We pray that you open our hearts and our minds to you so that we could truly understand this peace you have given us and pray you help us to live it out in this world. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So the first way in which this passage tells us to find peace is in verse 4.
第一个方法是在第四节。
It says, Rejoice in the Lord always, rejoice.
第一个方法就是要靠主常常喜乐。
So it's a very simple thing to say, but it's very hard to do.
这是说起来很容易，但做起来很难。
You probably know it's pretty easy to rejoice when everything's going well.
你知道如果事事顺利的话，那喜乐是很容易的。
If nothing was wrong, wouldn't you be happy?
如果没什么差错，你为什么不快乐呢？
Yet did you know the Apostle Paul was in jail when he wrote this?
但你要知道，当使徒保罗写这封信的时候，他是在狱中。
But the letter he wrote was exuding with joy.
但是他所写的信是充满了喜乐。
Everything about this letter is exudes joy.
在这封信里面是他是非常喜乐的。
Paul had the perfect excuse to be depressed, moody, and angry.
使徒保罗有很好的理由他可以情绪不好，可以生气。
But instead, he is exuberant.
但是他是洋溢着喜乐。
So do you know anyone like this? Someone who is always bursting with joy?
你看到过谁是充满喜乐的吗？
Even in the midst of pain and darkness, there is a brightness about them.
即使是在极其痛苦当中他们的生活中还有光明的一面。
And this attitude is contagious.
而这样的生活态度其实是有传染性的。
Back in Texas, I served, in the church I serve.
在德州的我侍奉的一个教会。
One of the members a few months back had cancer and she had to undergo surgery.
有一个会员他得了癌症，他需要开刀。
See, during that time, she had every right to be moody and even angry with God.
在这个期间，他应该是有权利生气，或者是他会对神来抱怨。
She didn't know what the future will hold.
她不知道她的将来会怎么样。
What will happen to her, her family, her husband, and even her teenage son?
不知道将来她会怎么样，她的家庭会怎么样，她丈夫，她的十几岁的儿子会怎么样。
And there's a possibility she would have to go through a long, painful treatment process and maybe even lose her life.
有可能她会经历一个很长的治疗的时间，也可能会失去生命。
I'm sure all these things ran through her head.
我想她一定都想过这些问题。
Yet even in the midst of all these worries, she was still exuding joy.
但是在这一些忧虑当中，她还是充满了喜乐。
Instead of grumbling and asking why me,
她并没有一直抱怨，也并没有一直问为什么是我。
She put her trust in God and used this opportunity to draw closer to God.
相反的，她信靠神，并且利用这个机会与神更加的靠近。
She even gave a testimony during this time.
她在这个极其痛苦的时候还做了一个见证。
She encouraged others even while she's in the midst of her own trials.
她自己在试炼当中，但是她还鼓励别人。
Now that's rejoicing in the Lord.
这就是靠主的喜乐。
There's an old American saying called grace under fire.
有一个美国的一个就是谚语，就是说在困难当中镇定自若。
So being gentle and gracious even in the midst of pressures of life.
在生活压力大的时候能够谦让，能够充满喜乐。
And that is what she had.
这就是那位会友所拥有的。
She was able to withstand the fires and trials set before her, and she did it with a graciousness and a gentleness that is not natural.
她面对着所有的试炼，她能够镇定自若。这是她所拥有的一种品质。
It was a supernatural, a gift from the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵所赐的超自然的一个恩赐。
So what's her secret?
那她的秘诀是什么呢？
It's found in verse 5.
在第五节中我们可以看到。
It says, Let your gentleness be near, or be evident to all, the Lord is near.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
The Lord is near. That is her secret.
她的秘诀就是主已经近了。
So what does it mean?
那个意味着什么呢？
And first, it means that the Lord is coming soon, and that gives us hope.
首先告诉我们神将要来了，这就给我们盼望。
The momentary troubles of this life is nothing compared to the great joy that or glory that we will receive when Jesus comes again.
我们生活当中所面临的暂时的困难与主再来这个大喜乐相比是不能比的。
And this is a hope that gives us a reason to rejoice.
这个是给我们喜乐的一个盼望。
But it doesn't only have to take a temporal significance.
但是这并不是一个暂时的重要性。
This adverb can take on a spatial dimension as well.
这个还有几方面的意思。
So that means, you know, not only is the Lord coming soon, it can also mean that the Lord is physically near us.
这不单单指主要再来，还指主已经接近我们。
And that is a fact because the Holy Spirit is inside of us.
这是一个事实，因为圣灵在我们心中。
He's there every step of the way when we encounter trouble.
当我们遇到困难的时候，每一步他都与我们同在。
He's there to support us and to provide a listening ear.
他在那儿支持我们，并且在倾听我们。
And isn't that another reason to rejoice?
那不是另外一个喜乐的理由吗？
See, with the Holy Spirit's presence, we can answer kindly, show graciousness and gentleness to others who are in trouble.
有圣灵与我们同在，我们就能够在面临困难的时候，能够让众人知道我们谦让的心。
And that's because we have support and hope in the Holy Spirit. We know that the Lord is near.
这是因为我们有圣灵的支柱。
So even in the midst of hardships and pains, a Christian should exude joy.
所以，即便是在极其痛苦当中，一个基督徒还是能够非常的喜乐。
And the result of joy is gentleness and graciousness.
那个喜乐的一个结果就是我们显示出的谦让。
When we're filled with joy, we can be gentle to others, even when we are in our own problems, in our own dark patch.
如果我们充满喜乐的话，我们对别人就会有谦让的心。
So our joy and our hope gives us peace, even when things look terrible.
所以我们的喜乐和我们的盼望给我们平安，即便我们自身在痛苦当中。
So let's move on to the second point.
我们来看第二点。
Something else we can do to find peace in this world is to pray.
我们能够找到平安的第二个方法是通过祷告。
Look at verse 6 with me.
看第六节。
It says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
See, prayer is a wonderful and a powerful tool to obtain peace, but we often neglect it.
祷告是一个很有力的方式来得到平安，虽然我们有时候经常忽略它。
So what are things we worry about?
那我们所挂虑的是什么呢？
We worry about our jobs, our family, our friends.
我们担心我们的工作、家庭、我们的朋友。
Whether we'll lose our jobs next week, whether our children are eating right.
我们下星期会不会失业？我们的孩子们是不是吃得健康？
We worry about how we look, what other people think of us.
我们担心自己长得怎么样，别人怎么想我们。
We worry about our sick parents, our relationships and our own health.
我们担心我们病痛中的父母和我们与别人的关系。
See, we worry a lot.
我们担心很多。
I remember a conversation I once heard.
我还记得我听到的一个对话。
One of the younger mothers in my church was talking about how much she worries about her children.
我教会里面一个年轻的妈妈，她在说她怎么担心她的儿女。
Their grades, their health, whether they're eating right.
他们的成绩，他们的健康，他们是不是吃得好。
And one of the older mothers responded saying, "You never stop worrying about them."
那有一个年纪稍长的一个母亲就说你不会停止为他们担心的。
See, her own mother just called her last night just to ask her if she was eating right and sleeping enough.
她说她自己的妈妈昨天晚上还打电话来问她是不是吃得好睡得好。
See, her mother was over 70 years old and she's still worried about her adult daughter who has adult children of her own.
那个女士，她的妈妈已经七十多岁，那个七十多岁的老人家还在担心她成年的女儿，那个女儿已经有成年的儿女了。
See, I know my own mother calls me now and then just to make sure I'm eating right too.
那我知道我妈妈也是经常的打电话来确认我是不是吃得健康。
Yes, we will always worry, but that doesn't mean we have to be anxious.
当然我们会经常的担心，但并不意味着我们要焦虑。
All these worries and concerns we can bring before God.
我们所有的担心和挂虑，我们都应该交托在主的面前。
See, when we hand off our worries to God, we can rest easy.
当我们卸下我们的担忧之后，我们就可以没有无忧无虑。
Look at verse 7 with me.
看第七节。
It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
See, when we bring our worries and our concerns before God, the result, the outcome, is that we will have peace.
所以当我们把我们的挂虑都交托给神的话，结果就是我们能够得到平安。
See, peace in the Hebrew culture is called shalom.
平安在希伯来文里面是叫 shalom。
It's not just about an absence of external conflict.
那并不是我们平时所说的和平。
Usually when Americans talk about peace, we only think if there's nothing trying to hurt, no one trying to hurt each other, then everything is fine.
我们有时候讲和平，那就是没有争战。
But shalom is much more than that.
但是平安是比那个更进一步。
It's a holistic peace, a well-being of the whole person.
那是一个完整的，就是人内心的一个健康的表现。
It's peace of the soul.
那是灵魂的平安。
And this is what we get when we go to God in prayer.
那就是我们到主面前祷告所得得到的。
See, you know, Christians are just like everyone else.
你们知道，基督徒和别人一样。
We eat the same food, we drink the same water.
我们和别人吃同样的食物，和别人喝同样的水。
We go to work, we go to sleep just like everyone else.
我们和别人一样，要上班，也要休息。
We get back pains, headaches, stomach cramps.
我们会有头痛，会有背痛，会有胃痛。
We have tragedies as well as joys.
我们会面临悲剧，也会有喜乐。
But there's a major difference between Christians and everyone else.
但是基督徒与别人有一个很主要的区别。
We have the peace of God.
我们有神所赐的平安。
And this peace, which guards our hearts and minds, actually changes our attitudes.
这个保守我们心怀意念的平安，其实是能够改变我们人生态度的。
And that's why we can rejoice even in the midst of tragedy.
这就是为什么我们在那个痛苦面前还能够喜乐。
That's why we can be gentle and gracious even in the middle of stress.
即使在一种就是压力下面，我们还能够显示谦让。
And it's all because of this peace which transcends all understanding.
就是因为这个出人意外的平安。
So it's based on our hope in Jesus Christ that he is near.
这是基于我们的盼望，那就是主已经来将要来了。
Let's finish with the last verse, verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Think about such things.
想这些美事。
The true, the noble, the right, the pure, the lovely, the admirable.
真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。
And these are the things that are good in this world.
这些是这个世上美好的事。
What does it say happens when you think on such things?
那你想这些事的时候会发生什么呢？
The end of verse 9 says, the God of peace will be with you.
在最后就说赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
See, if we believe that God is the source of all good things,
如果我们相信神是所有美好事物的源头，
then when we think of all the good things in this world, that means God himself will be with us.
如果我们思想那些美好的事物，那神就会亲自与我们同在。
Remember from the previous verses?
记得我们先前读过的经文。
We have the peace of God if we rejoice and if we pray.
如果我们常常喜乐，如果我们祷告，我们就有神所赐的平安。
These are the things we do actively.
这是我们主动做的。
To choose to rejoice and to choose to pray.
就是我们喜乐，我们祷告，这是我们主动做的。
And that's how we get the peace of God.
这样我们能够得到神所赐的平安。
But now there's something passive that we can do.
那有一些是被动的。
When we think about the good things of this world, God himself will come to us.
如果我们思想这些美好的事，那神能够亲自的来到我们中间。
In his presence is peace, because he's the source of all that's good.
他与我们同在的时候，他就能够带来平安，因为他是所有美好事物的根源。
So when we meditate on all the good things, our souls will be full, our souls will be satisfied.
当我们思想那些美好事物的时候，我们的灵魂就会感到满足。
So instead of giving you an example, I'm going to give you a counter example on how constantly thinking of something makes you like what you meditate on.
我不会举例来证明，我要举一个反例子来告诉大家，如果你经常的想一件事情的时候，那就是说你自己也会跟着去做这件事。
So in the news, I read about a 14-year-old girl in Florida.
在新闻里面，我看到有一个 Florida 的14岁的女孩。
One night, she got in a heated argument with her parents.
有一夜，她跟她的父母激烈的争吵。
And later that night, she tried to burn her house down with her parents and her brother still in it.
那天深夜，她试着要把他们家里她的家那个烧掉，那个家里面还有她的父母和她的弟弟。
And she did it by soaking towels in bleach and rum, then setting it on fire.
她把她那个毛巾放了易燃物，然后点着了火。
The cops actually found her later.Because she texted her mom saying she was sorry.
警察最后抓到了她，因为她发短信给她的妈妈说她抱歉。
She said she didn't even know why she did this.
她说她根本不知道她为什么这样做。
But that's not the whole story.
但这不是整个故事。
See, investigators found that the seventh grade girl was actively reading and writing about something called Slenderman.
调查人员后来发现。他是一直在读和写有一个角色叫 Slenderman.
So you're probably wondering what is a Slenderman?
你可能会问什么是 Slenderman?
So if you Google Slenderman, you get some pretty creepy things.
如果你在网上查的话，你会知道这个事实。
Back in 2009, a website started writing about a paranormal entity called Slenderman.
在2009年的时候，有一个网站，他们开始创造这么一个角色，叫 Slenderman.
So he looks a bit like that, a faceless man in a suit.
是一个没有脸的人穿着一个套装。
And he stalks and kills children.
他跟踪和那个杀害孩子们。
So describe Slenderman as pure evil.
所以他们形容那个 Slenderman 就是一个充满罪恶的。
But supposedly it's just fiction, right? Urban legend.
其实这只是一个假造的一个人。
But if you think this is an isolated incident, we have to take a deeper look.
但你如果以为这只不过是一个独立的事件的话，你还要再继续看一下。
See, earlier this year in June, two 12-year-old girls lured their friends into the woods and stabbed her 19 times.
今年六月份，有两个女孩，十二岁的女孩，把他们的一个朋友诱骗到那个树林里面，捅了他19刀。
They said they wanted to offer their friend as a sacrifice to Slenderman.
他们说他要把那个朋友作为祭献给那个 Slenderman.
See, not long after that, a 13-year-old girl who was also obsessed with Slenderman.
在这之后不久，有一个13岁的女孩也是很迷那个 Slenderman.
She waited for her mom to come home and stabbed her with a kitchen knife while wearing a white mask.
她在家里面穿着一个白的面具，就等她的妈妈回来。然后用厨房的刀捅他的妈妈。
So you're probably thinking, isn't it kind of dumb to blame a fictional character?
那有时候你会想，如果是去抱怨一个故事里面的一个虚构的人，是不是有点傻？
But I want to rewrite part of the verse with for you and read it for you.
我要读这个经文。
So finally, brothers and sisters. whatever is false, whatever is lowly, whatever is wrong, whatever is tainted, whatever is ugly, whatever is repulsive, if anything is crude or detestable, then think of such things.
那就是啊，所有的那些虚假的啊，就是可悲的啊，那些啊不清洁的东西，我们都应该弃绝。
So if you do this, what is the result? Who will be with you?
那如果这样做的话，那个谁会与你同在呢？
No, it won't be the God of peace.
那肯定不是赐平安给你的神。
Because when you meditate on things that are ugly and detestable, you will get the source of evil in this world.
当你一直去思想那些丑陋的事情的话，那你就会与那个世界的那些丑恶之源在一起。
You know, after some research, people are saying that Slender Man wasn't just a creation which is 5 years ago.
有一些研究表明 Slender Man 其实并不是五年之前才创造的。
It's been around for centuries.
其实已经有几世纪。
Called by different names.
只不过人家叫它是各种其他的名字。
See, the truth is, once we create something that is so ugly and disgusting,
事实是如果我们创造了一个这样一个丑陋的令人厌恶的一个角色，
It draws the attention of those who are the same.
那就吸引那些跟他有同样想法的同类。
So Satan and his demons would love to use these evil images just to whisper terrible things to us.
撒旦和魔鬼就会利用这些可怕的形象来把那些罪的东西来讲给我们听。
And that's what these girls were doing.
那这些女孩就是这样。
They filled their heads with ugly, repulsive things.
那些女孩的头脑当中充满了这些丑陋的事。
They were obsessed with it.
而且她们是非常的着迷。
And it became a door through which evil itself came to reside in their hearts.
她就开了一扇门让罪进到他们的心里。
And that's why they would try to burn their house down. That's why they would try to stab their friend or stab their mother.
这就是为什么他们会烧自己的房子，会用刀捅他们自己的朋友和自己的母亲。
But that's not us.
当然这不是我们。
See, we think upon the good, the noble, the praiseworthy.
我们是想那些美好的、可敬的。
And so the God of peace lives in our hearts.
所以是平安的神在我们的心里。
Not the God of evil.
而不是罪恶之主。
And that's why we can have peace in this world of chaos.
这样在这个乱世里面我们才能够得到平安。
So to review.
所以来复习一下。
So we learn about three things which we can do to obtain peace in this world.
在这个世上我们可以做三件事来得到平安。
First, we rejoice in the Lord because he is near us.
首先我们要喜乐因为主已经近了。
Second, we bring all our anxieties and our worries to God in prayer because he will take care of us.
第二我们把我们的焦虑交给神因为神会掌管。
So finally, we need to think of the good things, the lovely, the noble, the admirable.
最后我们要想所有美好的事可敬的可爱的。
And that way the God of peace will be with us.
这样赐平安的神就会与我们同在。
And that's how we will have the peace of God within us.
那这样我们就会有神所赐的平安。
So let's finish with verse 9.
我们来看第九节做结束。
It says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。
See, it's easy to say that we need to rejoice, to pray, not to worry, to meditate on good things.
其实说起来很容易，就是我们要喜乐，我们要思想好的事情，我们要祷告。
We know what we're supposed to do, but we don't usually do it.
我们知道我们该做什么，但是呢，我们并不是常常这样做。
When trouble comes, we grumble instead of rejoicing.
当我们面临困难的时候，我们经常的抱怨，而不是有喜乐。
When we have problems, we try to fix them and worry about them instead of bringing before God.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们啊经常试着自己去解决，而不是把他们带到主的面前。
And we're fixated on all the ugly and bad things of this world.
我们是注目我们啊那些世上所碰到的丑恶的事。
But theology is an applied science.
但是神学是一个应用科学。
We have to put it into practice, or it's just useless information.
我们需要不断的练习，不然的话，这只不过是一个一个无用的信息。
So said another way, we don't truly believe it until we live it.
所以如果我们不是真正去行的话，那我们就不是没有相信。
So let me challenge you.
那让我向你们发出一个挑战。
Next time you catch yourself worrying, caught by anxiety, bring it to God in prayer.
今后如果你觉得自己充满忧虑的话，那你就到主面前祷告。
When you find yourself in trouble, instead of being depressed, rejoice.
如果你遇到困难，你觉得你忧郁的话，那你其实你要充满喜乐。
Instead of dwelling on the horrible things of this world, think upon the good, the excellent, and the praiseworthy.
不要老是想世上的那些可怕的事，而要想那些美好的事。
And the God of peace will be with you.
那赐平安的神就会与你同在。
And that's how you find the peace of God in the midst of a chaotic world.
这就是你在那个混乱的世界里找到平安的一个方式。
Okay, let's pray.
那让我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for your word and for these practical steps you have given us so that we can find peace in a chaotic world. We thank you that the Lord Jesus came to give us peace and help us to take hold of this peace and to live it out in this world. We thank you and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.